Welcome to another episode of Explain It To Me, where I, your host, Dr. Bilakota, talk about a topic in neurology. Today, we will be talking about aphasia. What is aphasia? Aphasia essentially means that you are having trouble either understanding language or speaking language. Usually it results in a malfunction of the area of your brain that processes language and speech, and either you're having trouble comprehending when someone is speaking with you, or you're having trouble producing coherent speech. In general, for most people who are right-handed, this is going to be on the left side of the brain. It's going to be the left frontal and temporal regions of your brain that are affected. If you're left-handed, it can go either way, right-sided or left-sided. But in general, we see patients who are aphasic usually have some kind of insult or injury to their left frontotemporal regions. This can happen due to strokes, tumors, other traumatic hits to the head, sometimes concussions, but rarely. Sometimes when you have temporal seizures, someone can be aphasic during the seizure or even aphasic in the postictal period. But aphasia is not something that is unique. It is pretty common. About 2 million Americans are diagnosed with it, and about 200,000 get diagnosed every year with it. I should also note aphasia is something that is also seen in some dementia processes. There are a variety of dementias, and we can make a whole new episode about that. But frontotemporal dementia is a specific type of dementia where aphasia is seen. There's also primary aphasia, which is another cognitive process or neurodegenerative process, rather, where cognition is declined in a sense where only language is affected. So, like I said, aphasia is a broad term. It does describe trouble comprehending and trouble speaking. With that in mind, there are several different types of aphasias. You have aphasias where you have trouble with comprehension. That is usually what we call Wernicke's aphasia, usually affects around the temporal region, where the person who you are speaking with has trouble understanding what you're saying and therefore responds in a way that makes no sense. Wernicke's, I remember this in med school as word salad. So the person will be speaking and they'll start saying almost gibberish, which doesn't make sense. And that is Wernicke's aphasia. They're fluent, they can speak, they just have trouble comprehending what you're saying. And so what they're putting out makes no sense as well. And then there's non-fluent aphasia, in which the person can't speak at all. This is called expressive aphasia, meaning they cannot express. So again, Wernicke's was expressive aphasia, Wernicke's was receptive aphasia, where the person does not understand language, whereas Broca's is expressive aphasia, where they understand language, but they have a lot of trouble getting the words out. And Broca's also sometimes we call broken because they cannot speak, versus Wernicke's word salad, where they can speak, it just makes no sense. Broca's area is usually around the left frontotemporal region for most people, so an injury there will produce something that looks like Broca's aphasia, whereas Wernicke's is a little further back in the temporal region, and you can have receptive aphasia with Wernicke's. Again, the person doesn't understand with Wernicke's. With Broca's, they can't speak. There are also two other types of aphasias called global aphasia, where you really cannot understand or speak. This person is electively mute. Does not speak. That's a little more rare. The insult has to be quite large for that to happen. And then lastly, there's what we call conduction aphasia, where the person understands language and they can speak, but they just can't repeat. It's very specific and it affects the arcuate fasciculus. The arcuate fasciculus is a band that connects Wernicke's and Broca's area. Now, symptoms of aphasia, again, they can be broad, but in general, most people who have aphasia have trouble speaking and they cannot speak in complete sentences, and then they can. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. They have trouble naming objects, finding the right word, difficulty repeating. They sometimes use inappropriate words in sentences. All of those things are signs of aphasia. Now, if someone is doing this acutely or all of a sudden, of course, this is not normal behavior, and you want to be on the lookout for these symptoms, especially in someone who is older. Not always in someone so older, but you know, we do worry about stroke or brain bleed in patients of that age. And younger patients who do express this, seizure is also a concern. So definitely, if this is happening, if someone that you know is speaking gibberish, definitely call 911 because that is an alarming sign. The most common causes of aphasias, as I mentioned, are stroke, both ischemic and hemorrhagic strokes, brain tumors, traumatic brain injuries, neurodegenerative conditions. Sometimes brain infections can do this as well. But in any case, if you already have aphasia, the way that aphasia is treated is a little tricky. Usually, if aphasia is there, you have to figure out why they're having the aphasia, right? If it's a tumor, you know, you can always do surgical options. If it's epilepsy, you have to control the seizures. If it's because of a stroke, now it gets tricky because stroke is essentially damage to that area of the brain. And since the brain cannot regenerate, the treatment is going to be a lot of therapies, community-based groups. You can have cognitive remediation, conversational coaching, basically physical therapy, but for the brain and for that area of the brain. So who's at risk for aphasia? Patients again with dementia, traumatic brain injuries, brain infections, or tumors. The diagnosis is going to be mainly clinical, but of course, everyone with new onset aphasia will get a brain scan to make sure that, you know, we figure out why this is happening. Tumors are very different than seizures, are very different than dementias. So brain scans are going to be helpful. Blood tests are going to be helpful. Your doctor's going to do some other physical testing in the office. So, all of those things will help you diagnose the aphasias. And then, treatment, like I said, you're going to treat the underlying cause, but certainly, if this is something that's stroke related, we'll need more long-term therapy. Hope that was helpful. If you guys have any questions, you know, you can always message me or DM me. But that's it for this week. We will meet again next week. Thank you so much. Have a good week. Thank you.